So I want to welcome all of you to today's Wednesday, March 10th, 2021 meditation. So let's begin by finding ourselves in a comfortable position. That can be seated, that can be lying down, it can be whatever you need it to be, so long as you feel comfortable and you are able to breathe. And once you've established that comfortable space for yourself, I want you to make sure that you are just closing your eyes and finding your breath. We find our breath by breathing. And I know that sounds simple because you do it all the time, but we don't always pay attention to it. So today, in this moment, your only job is to just notice how it feels to be in your body and notice how it feels when you breathe. So we can start with what we call a body scan. So again, that's the noticing. What does it feel like to be in your body? And your breath flowing in and out of your body. Are there areas where you feel anything? You're just aware of them. They're talking to you, you know, like soreness, tension, whatever it might be. It's not a good thing or a bad thing per se. It just exists. I'm just noticing again what it feels like. And what your breath feels like as you take a nice slow inhale and a nice, slow exhale. Letting whatever energy you've carried into this moment, letting it go for now and just being present with your breath and with your body. And as a reminder, in our practice, we'll spend the first part doing some grounding breath work, and then we'll spend the second part doing some open-hearted meditation. And so your brain is amazing and active and busy, and you have like millions of thoughts every day that you don't even attend to or don't even realize. So if those thoughts should come in, and of course, as I talk about them, they start to, you can simply label them as thinking. They are neither good nor bad. They just exist. In this moment, they can just be labeled and exhaled right out. And as you breathe, if it's okay to put your hands on your belly, please do so. Just feel what your abdominal area does on your inhale and what it does on your exhale. And so with a belly breath, ideally we want our bellies to expand as we bring in energy with our inhale, pushing out your belly, allowing your diaphragm to drop and your lungs to expand. And then on your exhale, you feel that release and that flattening back to our typical stomach position. And as you breathe, the goal is really simple, and it's just to follow the rhythm of your breath and see where that takes you. And so to start, we want to pause things a little for our bodies. And we want to do that by breathing in for 4 and exhaling for 6. So let's take a breath to prepare before we breathe together. Okay, let's inhale together for 1, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, nice inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, inhale, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And just keep breathing at this pace for yourself. And today in your practice, let's part our jaw slightly and let your tongue rest against the roof of your mouth, near but not pressing on your front teeth. And on your inhale, I want you to imagine a warm amber light or energy. I want you to imagine it coming in through your nose, if it's comfortable to breathe using your nose only. It brings this restorative, rejuvenating energy to all the cells of your face, of your head, your forehead, the crown of your head, the back of your head, all the way down to your neck. Noticing how it feels to have this restorative energy as you inhale, offering that relief, that care of all of the cells, the tissues, your brain, your muscles, everything, just getting some relaxation and rejuvenation. And when you exhale, just imagining that dull gray light or energy, just allowing yourself to release anything that is just kind of stuck and isn't serving you well in this moment. And as you continue breathing at your own slow pace, let's imagine that energy now bringing that relaxation, that rejuvenation to the tops of your shoulders and traveling all the way down to your fingertips, down your arms to your fingertips, offering your hands some much needed restoration and rejuvenation. Again, imagining that dull gray energy on your exhale, just releasing. And now let's allow that warm amber energy to include all of the tissues and cells of our back. So let's allow the top of our back, down the spinal column, including the middle of our back, all the way to our lower back, allowing some beautiful healing energy as we inhale and as we exhale, just letting go of whatever is stuck, whatever we just need to part with for now. Allow that healing breath to include the muscles and tissues of the front side of our torso. So our chest, all of our vital organs, all of our muscles, our abdominal area. Again, bringing in some healing, peaceful energy. Maybe even imagining that energy hugging your heart, soothing, cooling, warming, whatever you might need for your heart today. And then again, just exhaling and releasing. And now let's allow our pelvis, our reproductive organs, our ligaments, tendons, all the muscles, as well as our root chakra. So our hips, our glutes, allow that energy to travel now to also offer healing and restoration. You hear me say this a lot, but we store a lot of tension and a lot of emotion in our pelvis, in our hips. Let's just allow it to just release. Now let's allow that healing energy to find its way down to our complete lower half, including our legs, quads, hamstrings, all the cells that make up our bones, down to our calves, all the way down to our toes. Much like our hands, we put a lot of stress and strain on our feet. And so let's allow them to just relax. Feel that healthy energy circulate now through your whole body. Allowing yourself to exhale anything you need to let go of today. And now, as your body offers peace to your being, to your soul, let's now open our hearts. And so for our open-heartedness, you might hear me be silent for a little bit, but I want you to imagine that fragile part of you. Maybe even imagine a hurt part of you. And if it's helpful, and if you can, visualizing a time where maybe you felt hurt or you felt pain, physical, emotional, whatever. And just sort of breathe as you imagine that time. And if that's difficult, you can try to imagine the feeling, also called the felt sense, of having pain or hurt in our hearts. Imagining what that feels like in your body, in your heart. And just allowing your breath to safely sherpa you through this feeling or this visualization. Noticing how your body feels as we do this. And again, without any expectation or pressure, just simply noticing as you breathe and as you visualize or sit with the felt sense of pain or hurt, what it feels like. Now, as you breathe, I want you to imagine that your heart is resting, not in a way that it's left your body unhealthfully, but imagine your heart as an entity. And imagine that it is super duper duper comfy and super safe. Very, very cared for. That your heart is experiencing love. Your heart is experiencing joy. And there is a lightness. Or maybe there was a heaviness before. And if it's challenging to imagine your heart as a separate entity, imagine how your body feels then. When your heart is safe and cared for. See if you can notice what it feels like when your heart is whole. If you find that your mind wanders, it's okay. It's a practice. Just try to return to your breath and imagining that sense of opening, opening of your heart, allowing yourself to be vulnerable, which is how hurt can happen, but knowing that there can also be joy and love. And if it's helpful to return to that warm amber light as you breathe, imagine that that amber light or energy is love. And through your open-heartedness, you are able to give and receive love. You can imagine on your inhale that that love permeates through every cell in your body. It lands in your heart. And it becomes stronger in your heart. Noticing the sensations in your body at this moment. Noticing, just observing how it feels to be in your body, to allow your heart to be open. The experiences of life. Allowing yourself acknowledge the uniqueness of love and how there are no limits, and how through maintaining an open heart, you can offer and receive an infinite supply of love, joy, and maybe even cultivate some compassion for yourself and others. So now as we continue breathing, our last task of our practice today is to set an intention, a way that you would like to be for the remainder of today, something you want to cultivate, something you want to extinguish, but really if you can try to think of it as something you'd like to be responsible for in your own actions, because you can't depend on anyone else to do this action for you. For example, if you want to be more patient, your intention can't be for someone else to help you be more patient, but to make the decision that for the rest of today, I will try to approach all of my interactions with patience and understanding. Select whatever intention feels right for you. And once you've selected your intention, go ahead and take another breath. Really beautiful, deep, deliberate breath. And imagine that that intention grows stronger and more possible inside of you. And as always, I thank you for joining our practice together today. And I want to remind you that you are capable, that you are worthy, that you, just as you are already enough. So with my hands to my heart center, hopefully yours as well, we conclude with namaste. See you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.